Job 32. So these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. This kindled the anger of Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram. He burned with anger against Job for justifying himself rather than God. And he burned with anger against Job's three friends because they had failed to refute Job and yet had condemned him. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job because the others were older than he. But when he saw that the three men had no further reply, his anger was kindled. So Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, declared, "I am young in years, while you are old. That is why I was timid and afraid to tell you what I know. I thought that age should speak, and many years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives him understanding. It is not only the old who are wise, or the elderly who understand justice. Therefore I say, listen to me, I too will declare what I know. Indeed, I waited while you spoke, I listened to your reasoning. As you searched for words, I paid you full attention. But no one proved Job wrong, not one of you rebutted his arguments. So do not claim, 'We have found wisdom.' Let God, not man, refute him. But Job has not directed his words against me, and I will not answer him with your arguments." Job's friends are dismayed, with no more to say. Words have escaped them. Must I wait, now that they are silent, now that they stand and no longer reply? I too will answer. Yes, I will declare what I know. For I am full of words, and my spirit within me compels me. Behold, my belly is like unvented wine. It is about to burst like a new wineskin. I must speak and find relief. I must open my lips and respond. I will be partial to no one, nor will I flatter any man. For I do not know how to flatter, or my Maker would remove me in an instant."